This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Happy Easter, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wise South Australian Committee. The Committee of Wise South Australia would like to wish all amateurs a happy and safe Easter and enjoy this period with your family and friends. Now some notes to put in your diaries. The Wise and South Australian AGM social get-together will be held on Saturday the 15th of April 2023, which is next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, which is located at Anstam in Goodelg North, with doors opening at 10 a.m. Following the AGM, there will be a presentation by Red Arc Electronics and Equipment with the latest whiz-bang electronic items that are produced by the company. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day, or perhaps you might like to contribute to the organisation by becoming a committee member of Wise South Australia Incorporated. And we look forward to your nominations prior to the meeting on the day. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally of the Heartland, which is being held over the 28th to the 30th of April 2023 up at Burra and surrounds in the mid-north of the state. There are still a couple of volunteer vacancies of volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event by contacting the President of Wise South Australian Lewis, VK5FLY, via the contacts link of the Wise South Australian webpage, or just Google us or check Wise SA out on Facebook. Also, you can register on the White Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the Wise volunteer link. Wise South Australian volunteers will also be assisting with radio communications and equipment at the Truget Challenge, which is being held at the stunning Cordae Vineyards over the 29th to the 30th of April 2023, which is located by the Riverland town of Wakeree, which hosts the South Australian event each year. This Truget course winds through the 1100-acre property, tracking across vineyards, woodlands, water bodies and silky sand dunes. The event is a military-inspired obstacle challenge. Also, in the very near future, we're receiving an email from Wise South Australia if you are registered with us as a volunteer member to complete an online form with your personal information and the types of equipment, i.e. can you do VHF, HF, digital, etc. So we can update our membership database, and we look forward to your responses. Don't worry about your personal details being shared, as we're kept in a secure database and confidentiality is assured, with no access to persons other than those persons who are approved to manage the database. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the Wise South Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all in the next event. Have a happy and safe Easter and have fun with your chocolate Easter eggs. 73 all.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The event calendar for this year is looking pretty good for South Australian amateur radio operators, with the South Coast Amateur Radio Club Buy and Sell coming up on the 23rd of April, and the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society Buy and Sell on the 15th of July. To round out the event calendar for 2023, AREG are happy to announce that Sunday, November the 26th, will see the return of the AREG Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale. It will again be held at the Dogs SA Training Facility in Kilburn as a car boot sale format. We will be inviting all of the SA Radio Club to participate, as well as a number of commercial vendors. More details will follow in the coming months, but for now you simply need to save the date, Sunday, November the 26th. AREG's next meeting will be on Friday the 21st of April at the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Bob Phillips, VK5FO, on the topic using quarter-wave coaxial stubs as notch filters. Bob will cover off the basic theory and characteristics of coax stub filters, demonstrating how to construct and tune them using a nano VNA, and discussing their practical use cases. Doors open at 7:15 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:45 p.m. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will also be broadcast on Zoom. As usual, for details on the upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. The visit to the Port Macdonald Maritime Museum, which the club made on Saturday the 1st of April, was a great success. Approximately 20 members attended, and many commented very favourably on the excellent quantity and variety of the exhibits. All came away glad that they made the effort to be there. We are now in the throes of assembling a team to help with the communications for this year's Generations in Jazz event. This will be the first year that the event has been run in its normal form since COVID reared its ugly head. Last year, the event was run online as a virtual event. This year sees a reduction in the number of pavilions that we need to service, which helps us a bit as we also have a car rally to help out with on the Saturday night. Hopefully the Generations in Jazz event will be finished in time for some of us to get to our appointed positions in time for the arrival of the first cars. There's nothing like a good challenge, hi hi. We welcome back another returning amateur in Lyndon, VK5LRB, back into the fold. Lyndon has just been successful in renewing his licence and obtaining his favoured call sign, so well done, mate. We look forward to hearing Lyndon on the airwaves. We are also very hopeful that we will have another successful exam candidate very shortly. Go Nick! We remind you that our 2023 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are all go for the King's Long Weekend in June. Have a look at our website at serge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2023 page for all the latest details. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members and fellow amateur operators. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Hopefully you're all having a great Easter break, either away and relaxing for the weekend, or like me, doing a few projects around the place. Always a good chance to check out and do some maintenance on the antennas and other bits and pieces when you have a few days off. While there hasn't been a lot of activity in the last week, there's been quite a lot of planning activity happening for the public buy and sell event, and things are progressing steadily thanks to Jeff, VK5JB, and his helpers. We would still love to hear from any members who might be able to lend a hand with the setup and running of this event on the day. Get in touch with either Jeff or myself if you can. We are again giving notice that we are holding a special meeting prior to running the next monthly general meeting, and this will be held on the night of the 21st of April, as there are a few things that need to be dealt with. There are some minor wording changes that need to be corrected in our constitution, and we need to accept and ratify the minutes of the 2022 AGM. Lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on again next Friday, the 14th, so please let the RSL know if you are coming along. Drop an email to rslbwood@bigpond.com.au. Don't forget the excellent information on the AHARS web and Facebook pages, and we thank Paul, VK5PAS, for his excellent work administering them. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep looking at the emails and listening to the Sunday broadcasts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers, and 73 from VK5RJ.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, and I've had to interrupt my feasting on Easter eggs and hot cross buns just to bring this morning's news from the Northeast Radio Club. The next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be in the new all spruced up Modbury West Community Hall, and it will be next Friday, the 14th of April. And it's going to be a show and tell night, so find some of your favourite items and bring them along on the night and tell everybody about them. Lots of bragging will be allowed, and there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. So get there about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. And plenty of parking available, and should be an enjoyable night for all. So that's next Friday, the 14th of April, for the next Northeast Radio Club General Meeting. And on Friday, the 28th of April, there will be a presentation by Graham, VK5RE, and he'll be talking about some of his interesting antennas and some of his tours around Australia. So that will be on Friday, the 28th of April. Now, I hope everybody's been having an enjoyable Easter weekend. And if you're out on the roads, please be careful and arrive safe. So, with all of that said, I'll have to get back to my Easter eggs and hot cross buns. So, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hello club members and fellow amateur operators. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Hopefully you're all having a great Easter break, either away and relaxing for the weekend, or like me, doing a few projects around the place. Always a good chance to check out and do some maintenance on the antennas and other bits and pieces when you have a few days off. While there hasn't been a lot of activity in the last week, there's been quite a lot of planning activity happening for the public buy and sell event, and things are progressing steadily thanks to Jeff, VK5JB, and his helpers. We would still love to hear from any members who might be able to lend a hand with the setup and running of this event on the day. Get in touch with either Jeff or myself if you can. We are again giving notice that we are holding a special meeting prior to running the next monthly general meeting, and this will be held on the night of the 21st of April, as there are a few things that need to be dealt with. There are some minor wording changes that need to be corrected in our constitution, and we need to accept and ratify the minutes of the 2022 AGM. Lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on again next Friday, the 14th, so please let the RSL know if you are coming along. Drop an email to rslbwood@bigpond.com.au. Don't forget the excellent information on the AHAR's web and Facebook pages, and we thank Paul, VK5PAS, for his excellent work administering them. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep looking at the emails and listening to the Sunday broadcasts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers, and 73 from VK5RJ.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.